Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and this is a flight delayed edition of The Shred for the second week of May 2023. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today by JobCase, the online community where workers of all kinds, like hourly employees, tradespeople, and healthcare technicians, access jobs, make connections, and support each other in every aspect of their work life. JobCase has over 100 million workers on their platform, so if you need to hire, talk to JobCase today. You can learn more by going to jobcase.com/hire. Now to the news in no particular order. Utah-based HireVue, a video interviewing assessments and text-enabled recruiting solution, has acquired Cleveland-based Modern Hire in a move that the company says solidifies its position as the industry leader in modern hiring solutions powered by ethical AI. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. They added that the acquisition will enable organizations to realize the full benefits of the most comprehensive and innovative platform for assessment, interviewing, and end-to-end hiring automation. San Francisco-based executive firm Riviera Partners has acquired fellow San Fran-based executive search firm Build Talent, with the two founders, Brian Bocchino and Jose Guardado, joining Riviera as partners. The pair will report to Riviera managing partner Eon O'Toole. Prior to founding Build Talent, Guardado was a talent partner at A16Z and Y Combinator, while Bocchino was director of recruiting at Freenome. Founded in 2020, Build Talent employs 6 people. Stockholm-based talent management provider Grade has acquired JobNorg, a Norwegian recruitment services firm, for an undisclosed amount of money. The deal will allow Grade to expand its offering to new and existing customers in Norway. Grade, which claims to have an annual recurring revenue of $23.7 million, counts Viking Ventures as its largest owner. Founded back in 1991, JobNorge employs 28 people. Sunnyvale, California-based LinkedIn, the social networking firm owned by Microsoft, has announced it will close down its last service available in China, citing, quote, fierce competition and a challenging macroeconomic climate, end quote. The firm was one of the few U.S. technology companies to operate successfully in China, where the internet is heavily regulated and censored. LinkedIn had introduced a domestic version of the career networking platform operated locally to comply with Chinese regulations. However, the company was marginalized in recent years by innovative local apps. The firm has faced criticism for removing the accounts of dissidents and erasing content on sensitive issues. Founded back in 2003, LinkedIn employs 26,032 people. Cyprus-based job search site Jubal has made a pre-seed investment in India-based online recruiting service Adsee to develop its product. Adsee's tool allows recruiters to reach candidates on Facebook and Instagram at a cost they say is up to 6 times cheaper than that of hiring a digital marketer or working with a marketing agency. Adsee evaluates which social networks are best suited to a campaign, selects a candidate profile, and generates a clickable headline using an AI-powered generator. Recruiters can then monitor the effectiveness of advertising campaigns and review candidates. The amount of Jubal's investment was not disclosed. And finally, Denver-based Work, that's W-U-R-K, and the U has an umlaut, how heavy metal. Anyway, they're a capital management company for the cannabis industry. They've appointed Deborah Sonneman as new CEO, while Scott Kenyon will remain executive chairman. Sonneman has been serving as COO for almost 2 years and has been part of the succession plan. Kenyon joined the company in 2018. Over the past few years, work has expanded its services, claiming it holds over 70% of the combined medium and enterprise HRIS technology market for the weed industry. Founded in 2015, the company employs 73 people. Guys, all employee data is provided by our friends at LinkedIn. Be sure to tune into the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. Big thanks to JobCase for supporting The Shred. No matter the size of your company, you can quickly find great workers in the JobCase community. Whether you need one employee around the corner or want to hire hundreds across the country, JobCase helps you find the right people fast. Hit up jobcase.com/hire today for more information. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business, when you need it, from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.